Jimmy, before the election could start, Lofa people came to Bong County people to seek support from the Bong County people for Omen Boyka. The Bong County people also invited the Nimba elders. They brought chicken and kola nuts for a traditional ceremony, during which time the three counties took an oath to support Joseph Boyka all the way to victory. Unfortunately, when that traditional oath was taken and it went back to the respective counties, during the election, Lofa let their father down, their son down, Boyka. Lofa did not deliver first round, second round. It was terrible. The Bong County was taken over by President George Weah. George Weah took Bong County, but George Weah did not take Nimba. Nimba stood on ground firmly in support of Honorable Joseph Boyka and swallowed all the votes for the Southeastern region. Nimba, you know, is the electoral college in Liberia. I was in the country for 3 months, going to villages and towns, Rugged Road, Money Road, area that I had never been in my life, in my country, but they always voted for me. I did that to ensure that Boyka became president. Now, Omen Boyka said that each county will have first one ministerial position. That's what he said. Unfortunately, they have more positions for a certain portion of the people in Lofa. The Loma people are completely ostracized. They have no job. They are not considered. And we don't think that a great man, a great leader, a deacon, a father, a wise man that we trust and believe, we have somebody near him to do what is happening. It is not Boyka himself. It is the Minister of State, Sylvester Brisby, who initially was with Elliot Cummings. He never supported Boyka. He's Boyka's old friend. He and Boyka went to see Debbie here together. He even managed Boyka Foundation. They're good friends. But then why he did not support this good friend in his bid to become president, he went to Cummings. After we had struggled and won the election, he came on board now as the Minister of State and doing everything. All recommendations for Nimba are on hold by him. And we think it is another way to go.
Senator Prince Johnson, as you said again, the president said at least there will be one ministerial position for each county. If you say you want five or more, some would say, well...
I'm saying, buddy, he said initially every county we have one ministerial position. Then after that, you will go around again. After that, you will deal with the deputy again. But considering the 15 counties, that was a very beautiful decision. But unfortunately, Grand Bazaar got four. The vote from Grand Bazaar and the vote from Nimba, which is more higher. But Nimba is the toughest one. It provided a huge chunk of votes. And you got four, and up to now, we are still standing to know where we go. And Bombing that did not deliver more than Nimba has three, and Lofa that did not deliver has six or seven. Where do we go, Jimmy?
Do you have the qualified people from Nimba County? Because some would say, well, this is entitlement that you are looking for.
No, you see, Jimmy, that would be wrong on part of anybody who says that. Nimba is the second largest county to Masuraro, second largest. And remember, the highest number of PhD in the Republic of Liberia is for Nimba. Do your statistics. The highest number of PhD for Nimba, the highest number of lawyers, they call barristers, they're for Nimba. We are educated, we are knowledgeable, we are wise and competent. And they consider all the recommendations we send. You'll find Dr. This one, Dr. Slavo, Dr. This, Dr. That. It was so many. But we cannot blame the old man. We are just saying it's a reawakening call for him to know that the Cummings men who appealed to us to provide the running mate to them and we refused. Now he comes down to Joe Boyka that he once neglected for Cummings to become Minister of State and he's doing this process well. We just want to remind the old man that the man with him is not our friend, he's our political adversary.